This also tells us something about the character of Amos. What does Amaziah accuse him of doing? Speaking against Israel? Okay. And he calls him a seer. Calls him a seer, doesn't he? Okay. So Amaziah says, well, you're doing this for money. That's what a seer meant. You're doing this for money. You're just doing it for profit. And Amaziah says, you go back to your own country. Go back where you came from. And there eat your bread. He tells him that. Okay. And how does Amos respond? How does he respond? He says, well, I was no prophet. And I'm no son of a prophet. I was out there minding my own business, tending to my sheep, and the Lord called me, and he sent me to you people. And in fact, that's not word for word, but that's what he's meant. That's exactly what he meant. I was not doing this. I did not come here on my own choosing. The Lord sent me. And because of that, you yourself, Amaziah, you are going to suffer. Your wife is going to be sold as a harlot. And by the way, that does happen. Okay. But we don't know for sure that that happens to his wife, but we know that Israel does suffer later on. Okay. Just in a matter of 30 years later, they are conquered by the Assyrians. Okay. So that's the character of Amos. He was a very stern and forthright person. He told it like he saw it, spoke as he saw it. Okay. Yes. No, I don't. You need some more? Oh. After class, I'll make some more for those who would like one. Okay. You can't give it away, huh? Okay, back to talking about Amos. Okay, so we know who he was, where he came from, what his mission was. And it also told us the approximate date, didn't it? Okay, said during the time of Uzziah, king of Judah. Okay, Judah is the southern kingdom. Judah is this yellow area where he came from. And during the time of Jeroboam II, the king of the northern part, the blue part. Okay. And from history, we know that was approximately 755 BC. That's when those two kings were in control. All right, we also saw his mission. And I'm going to read word for word what I got written down here. Amos' ministry was to call the people of Israel to repent and reform. Punishment was imminent in a matter of 30 years, by the way. God's justice shall not allow them to continue in their current unjust path. Their sins were many and included idol worship, prostitution, brazen mistreatment of the poor, and meaningless worship. No accident, Amos is best remembered for his stirring call, "Let justice roll like water and righteousness like a mighty stream." You probably heard that before. Martin Luther King Jr. quoted that in his famous, one of his famous sermons. Okay, so that was his purpose. That was his mission. And we're going to see that he actually speaks of all those sins, every one of those that's listed there. Particularly the one where it talks about the mistreatment of the poor. All right, let's go to chapter 1 again. In chapter 2, and he's going to talk about the sins of neighboring nations. Let's read verses. Where am I at? I'm in the wrong chapter. Read verses 3 through 5. Thus says the Lord, for 3 transgressions of Damascus and for 4, I will not turn away his punishment, because they have threshed Gilead with implements of iron, but I will send a fire into the house of Hazel, which shall devour the palaces of Ben-Hadad. And I will also break the gate bar of Damascus and cut off the inhabitants from the valley of Avon and the one who holds scepter from Bethel. People of Syria shall go captive to Kir, says the Lord. Okay, stop there. Okay, so he's talking about coming judgment on Damascus, capital city of Syria. Okay, and he says for 3 transgressions and for 4. What did he mean by that expression? Well, they were sinning again and again and again without stopping. Okay? Continued to sin. That's what he meant. And he'll repeat that expression on each one of these nations that he tells of judgment for. Okay? And what was their sin? He says they threshed Gilead. They threshed Gilead. They would actually take a sickle and they would swing it at their victims. Okay? Take a sickle, swing it at the victims. Kill them that way. Kill them in that manner. And what will there be their punishment? I will break the gate bar of Damascus, cut off all the inhabitants from the valley of Aim. He's talking about places within Syria there. All those places are within Syria. And so they will be punished. And again, this happens within 30 years. The Assyrians can bring judgment on them. Okay, from there he's going to talk about other nations, other neighboring nations. In verses 6 through 8, he talks about Gaza, the chief city of the Philistines. Look at verse 6 through 8, and what does it say their sin was? They sold slaves, didn't they? Philistines is right in this area. And they would sell slaves, and his language is as if they took the whole village and took it into slavery. Okay. And what does he say happened to them? They will be wiped out too, won't they? Okay. They will be judged. Okay, verses 9 through 10, he talks about Tyre, a seaport city. That's up here. And what does he say their sin was? They were also selling slaves, weren't they? Okay. And they would take them. They would take them. They would take them out of Judah and Israel, and they would take them to Edom, which is down in here, off my map. Okay. And next he talks about Edom. We've already discussed Edom, haven't we? How cruel they were to the Israelites. Talked about them when we discussed Obadiah. Ammon. Verses 13 through 15, he talks about. And, got off my map, sorry. Ammon's right in here. They were actually related to Israel, but through Lot. And what does he tell us about Ammon? What does he say their sin is? Okay. They physically ripped open the womb of a pregnant woman. Pretty serious, isn't it? Pretty condemning. Okay. Why did they do that? Because they wanted to wipe out a whole generation. But God says they will be destroyed as well, doesn't he? Okay. He doesn't say when, but that was fulfilled during the time of the Babylonians. And then Moab. He talks about Moab in chapter 2 and 1 through 3. Again, I got off my map. Moab. It's around in here. Maybe if I look at the other map. Yeah. Moab is right in here. And they were related to Israel. Okay. And what does it say their sin was? They burned the king of Edom's bones. Okay. So they had no respect for human life. And they were destroyed by the Babylonians. Okay, let's go to chapter 2. All those nations are being judged by God for their sins. We'll make a point to this here in a minute. But let's go to chapter 2 and let's look at Judah. Again, Judah is this nation, the southern kingdom. Notice what he says about Judah, chapter 2, beginning with verse 4. Thus says the Lord, for three transgressions of Judah, and for four, I will not turn away his punishment, because they have despised the law of the Lord, and have not kept his commandments. Their lies lead them astray, lies which their fathers follow. But I will send a fire upon Judah, and it shall devour the palaces of Jerusalem. Okay. So what was Judah doing? What were its leaders doing? Okay. They were leading the people astray, weren't they? And how were they leading the people astray? They were telling them not to follow God's law, the law that Moses had given them, okay? Leading them away from God's law. Okay? We'll see it when we study some other prophets that they become just as bad as the northern kingdom in their sins. But at this time, their sin was to lead the people astray, lead them away from God and his rule. Okay. All right? Then he centers and he comes bearing down on the northern kingdom. Okay? Look at verses 6 through 8. Thus says the Lord, for three transgressions of Israel and for four, I will not turn away his punishment. Because they sell the righteous for silver and the poor for a pair of sandals. They pant after the dust of the earth which is on the head of the poor and pervert the way of the humble. A man and his father goes to the same girl to defile my holy name. They lie down by every altar on cloths, taking in pledge, and drink the wine of the condemned in the house of their God. All right. So what were their sins? They were many, weren't they? And very grievous. And it's no wonder the Lord was angry with them. It talks about how they pant after the dust of the earth, which is on the head of the poor. They were badly mistreating the poor. We're going to talk about that next week. But they badly mistreated the poor. Had no mercy on the poor. They would continue to take money and take grain from the poor. Prostitution was one of the things they did. Okay. They lie down by the altar and the clothes taken as pledge. They drink the wine of the condemned in the house of their God. They also went away from God's word. And they were very immersed in idol worship. Okay. And God says, you've done this. Look at verse 9 now. Let's look at verse 9 and 10. Yet it was I who destroyed the Amorite before them, whose height was like the height of cedars, as strong as the oaks. And yet I destroyed his fruit above and his roots beneath. Also it was I who brought you up from the land of Egypt and led you 40 years through the wilderness to possess the land of the Amorite. Okay. What was God saying there? I did all these things for you, and yet you have turned away from me. Okay. It was I who brought you into the land of the promised land, took it away from the Amorite. It was I who gave you all the blessings of the land. And yet you have turned away from me. You have committed all these sins. The Lord was definitely not pleased. Okay, let's talk about why did he have Amos talk about the punishment of all those other nations. What was his point there? Why did he have Amos do that? Why did God have Amos talk about the sins of all those other nations and how they would be punished? Why did he make that point? Did he not want to show that he was the ruler over all nations? And Israel may have thought, well, nothing's going to happen to these countries. God assures them, yes, they will be punished. They will surely be punished. Their sins are not going to be ignored. God is the ruler over all nations. I think I caught somebody off. Somebody else have a comment? All right. Again, so God does not ignore the sins of people outside of Israel, was his point. They will be judged. They will face the coming judgment. And that's why he pointed out the sins of all those other nations. Okay, next week, we will continue to look at the sins of Israel and how Amos addresses them. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you.